We'll start Hilchos and Kirtan. We don't have too much time, so I don't know how much we'll get into the Sukkot. So Erevin Kippur, the first Chiluk Erevin Kippur is the Gabriel Sfrisa than Erevin Kippur. So our minhag here in the yeshiva and in most places that I know of in Klal Yisrael is to be Memayah Sfrisa than Erevin Kippur. There are places though that are Marga Sfrisa. They say an Erevin Kippur Sfrisa as long as Erev Rosh Hashanah, even longer. But our minhag is to say short Sfrisa than Erevin Kippur, and the Talmud over it so that we should have time to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hasila and Erevin Kippur, which we'll speak about in a minute. You don't say Tachlan on Erev Yom Kippur because he has the din of a Yontif, as we'll soon see. During Shacharis, so Korbanos Yochid are not said on Erev Yom Kippur, and the reason for it is because a Korban Yochid has to be Nefer Leon Delaiva, and you can't eat it on Yom Kippur, so therefore they didn't bring any such Korbanos in the Bit and Richter, so we don't say those Korbanos on Erev Yom Kippur by Shacharis. You do say the Korban Oila and the Korban Tomid and so on. Nisbo le Soida, Tachin, and Menaseach, and Ovinu Malkeim are not said on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, Achila on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in a few places in Shas, in Brochus, in Yuma, in Sofim, and other places, that since the Torah says, Vinitim is not Shosekim, but Tisha la Choydesh for Erev. It's a funny way of describing when Yom Kippur is. But Tisha on the ninth day, Bo'erev at night. But since it says it that way, so we learn like that it's a mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur. And that mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur, according to Moshe Shonim, it's a mitzvah of the Raisa. They declare why it's not a mitzvah to say Shes Man Groma, why Noshim Chayavus, but they mean that the problem is that Noshim are also Mekuyev in this mitzvah Esther of achila on Erev Yom Kippur. The tour brings the Medrash. That what's the challenge that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a mitzvah of achila on Yom Kippur? So the Torah says, because the Ribbono Shel Olam was concerned about our fasting on Yom Kippur, the only time is that there is midiraisa of Yom Kippur, there's no other time. And that one day that the Ribbono Shel Olam has metzave his children to fast, so he's worried about them. And in Mela he made a mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur to make the fast easier on Yom Kippur itself. Now, it's a very big mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that I think the Kafa Chaim brings from some of the poskim that what's the shia of achila on Erev Yom Kippur. So they find out that the shia is that you should eat double what you normally eat on any other day. Now, I see a lot of people taking notes, but I don't think the minhag is like that. We pass them that if you eat more, just a little bit more than you normally eat, you already you're to the mitzvah just by not fast. That's the Ikar Adin. It's an Isra of kindness on Yom Kippur.
An Erev Yom Kippur.
And if you fast an Erev Yom Kippur, so then you must wish to fast. If you fast an Erev Yom Kippur, you must wish to fast again after Yom Kippur one day for a kapara for the Isra of fasting on an Erev Yom Kippur. Now.
Is it a constant? I heard from someone that it's a constant mitzvah.
Yeah, the Brisker hold that it's a constant mitzvah, and therefore they walk around with a candy a whole day on an Erev Yom Kippur. But the belt doesn't do that. They don't walk around with candy the whole day or eating a whole day. If you eat an Erev Yom Kippur, I will soon explain. Now, there's all the Yishoimrim, the Shloch says, the Shloch Kodesh says that the mitzvah is already the night before. So this game of the Shabbos, apart from the mitzvah of Melavim Malka, there will be a mitzvah of Achila because it's Erev Yom Kippur. But the minhag is not there. For sure, says that that's not so. That the Erev Yom Kippur, it only begins on Erev Yom Kippur Mamish. And by Lois HaShachar, it doesn't begin the night before. And I think that's how we pass it. There are for sure that it doesn't start the night before, but you should be marvel the night before to eat a little bit to be yod to the shloh. Anyhow, it's Monsi Shabbos, there's a need to have Melavim Malka, so you should be marvel a little bit in the Melavim Malka, the Kovig and Kippur, yeah. Let me ask you, what's the practical application of Alois HaShachar? You don't say Tachnun, you don't say Tachton, even by the Swiss, this is a practical application.
The Rashi was a bit too. Says the Tam HaBavah to make it easier to fast, and then we'll finish the fast on Yom Kippur, so therefore they have this mitzvah. So there are many other reasons why to be mechayev women, even though it's a mitzvah of Seshev Mangra. The point being that it is a mitzvah of Seshev, according to many questions. The mitzvah of Seshev Deoraisa. And if you mevatel it, if you mevatel a mitzvah of Seshev Deoraisa. When are you mevatel it? If you fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Now, even if somebody is not going to fast on Yom Kippur, he knows he's not fasting on Yom Kippur because he's a choyver of Manu Ritzvon. And he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Or she's a Yoledet and she's going to eat on Yom Kippur. So even so, it's a mitzvah of Achil on Erev Yom Kippur, which is independent of the time that that it says that it's to make the fast easier. So you might think, well, it's not fasting anyhow, then I don't have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's not so, you must eat on Erev Yom Kippur also. If eating will get you sick, as T. Vega says in the Tshuva, and you falter from this mitzvah. Not mitzvah to do this mitzvah to the point of getting sick, just like you're not mitzvah to fast if you get sick on your day. Now the chatzilah, and the question bring it, you should eat two foods of American food. To the shachrit, and then the food on the what's the shear of Achila? So the Mishkasina says, interesting, that the shear of Achila is a Kesev. Kesev is a big date, a big summer, and that's the Easter of Achila and Yom Kippur. This Kesev is a Gaza. So similarly, the mitzvah of Achila and Erev Yom Kippur would be that's the shear. That's the minimum shear of Achila would be a Kesev. A kikosev is slightly smaller than a kebeya, so it's almost twice the size of a kebeya. But we'll talk about the shiur kikosev when we get to the Yom Kippur part. And Shavura says that when you eat an Erev Yom Kippur, Shavu Mechava L'Shem Mitzvah, only to the rice of Shifat Kavona, so not Tam Eat, but Eat, and Mechava, and meaning the Shem Mitzvah Zachivu on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah to eat pas, and to eat dogim, or to eat, and you take the pas, and you dip it into honey, or into sugar, and Erev Yom Kippur, just as it was Yom Kippur. Now, there are all kinds of foods that we don't eat on Erev Yom Kippur. I think you can know some of them. You don't eat garlic on Erev Yom Kippur, you don't eat machol cholov, it says not to eat by the food of Masechet, or even by the earliest food, any food that you know that's going to cause it, to make it harder for you to fast, so you don't need those things on Erev Yom Kippur.
Isn't there a shita that you eat a lot because that makes the tennis tougher?
Is there such a shita? I didn't see such a shita. If you eat a lot to make it tougher,
yeah.
Don't be care from all the mitroshes, so I don't know how that could be. Or maybe there is, but I didn't hear such a shita. Okay. That doesn't mean that there is. Now, it's a very interesting thing that the mitzvah of Achila and Yom Kippur, the Chafetz Chaim brings, that you shouldn't eat an Erev Yom Kippur anything on which there was a shayla. For example, it's a shayla and a chicken to see if it's a traitor. And you take it to the Rav, and the Rav checks and it says it's fine, it's kosher, you can eat it. You shouldn't eat that on Erev Yom Kippur. And Erev Yom Kippur should be machmir, not to eat anything of which is any sort of shayla. You know, it's an Erev Yom Kippur, you only those things that there is no shayla. The Matzah Prime says in the Moshe, we passed in that if you have a chicken that's on the surah, you misar is a chicken or any sort of animal, any sort of bird, so you're allowed to eat that. But he says, an Erev Yom Kippur don't eat such a thing. Why? Because it's the first thing that holds that it's also there. So as long as there's any first thing that holds that it's also there, even though we're all passing like that, an Erev Yom Kippur is an Indian to be machmir in all kinds of inyonim, and that's one of the inyonim should be machmir. That even, I mean, also, you make sure we're machmir on inyonim achiva, we don't need falter, and after it's mature, those that eat it a whole year, and it's even said in the poskim you shouldn't eat whole stamp, even if you eat it a whole year. These type of things are certain mature with Masner, and Erev Yom Kippur with Masner even more, not to even eat anything that had a shiloh of some sort, and Erev Yom Kippur. Now, there's a mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur. Yeah.
How would one deal with that nowadays that things are coming in packages?
Well, if you know that there's a shiloh in something, then you don't need it.
What's the
difference
that food?
Excuse me?
Like turkey you can eat?
Turkey?
Yeah, like
because the Shita said we don't eat turkey. Yeah, but that's only very, very, very small minority of Shitas that we don't eat turkey. There are Shitas that hold that that turkey is not a bird that we have in the Torah, that it's a kosher bird. Because turkeys are an American breed. And but most people don't hold like that. Most Shitas don't even hold them to be any sort of Shaila at all. And they say, oh, we're not in the Shibur, and it was a Shaila. I hope it was a shy that turkey if they're like eating or not. The people attack it only. Tfila on Erev Yom Kippur. The machloikas, whether it's Tfila on Erev Yom Kippur, what's the purpose of this tfila? Most poskim hold, there are more in Shulchan Aruch hold, that the Tfila on Erev Yom Kippur is for Tyre. You want to be Messiah yourself before you come to Yom Kippur. The Shloh holds it's not a tefillah for Tyra, it's a tefillah for Tshuva. As if a ger shen is guy. A ger becomes a ger, so he has to be tovah. We heard yesterday from Rav Shor, Shlita, that about Tshuva is a Bria Kadosha. So maybe like ger shen is guy, the Shloh says, and we have to tovah because of that. The main afkimina of the halacha is an afkimina. Because if it's for Tyra, how many times do you have to play with the Tyra? Once. The Tyra only has to do is play with once. I mean, it gives everybody play with three times. Even the Noshim is managed to play with three times. So that's different. That's because the Brocha should play with. Before the Brocha, after the Brocha, all this, we're trying to get out of status by doing it. But Meikar has been a field of a Tyra. If you play with a plea, you play with it once, and that's the end of that. You don't have to play with it three times. Once field, you put under the Meikar once. That's a field of a Tyra. But a field of a Tshuva, it says in the Shloah Kodesh, requires three tefillahs, and in Meila, we tefillah three times on Erev Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch says they don't make a bracha on this tefillah. Even though this is the only tefillah that we have in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you must do it to tefillah, it's on the father, you must do it to tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur. And the question is, do you make a bracha on that tefillah or not? That's mechaber, you don't make a bracha on this tefillah. Why don't you make a bracha on the tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur? The Maitre Tama Choykes Rishon. A Choyk is a Rosh, and a Sadi Goin, who brings a Sadi Goin holds with Toivah and Erev Yom Kippur with a Bracha, and the Rosh says that you don't Toivah and Erev Yom Kippur with a Bracha, but you Toivah and Erev Yom Kippur only without a Bracha. The question is, why do you Toivah and Erev Yom Kippur with a Sadi Goin with a Bracha? And if you the Rosh, you Toivah only without a Bracha. And this shaila was asked to the Ashkenazim. The Ashkenazim printed a whole shuva to the Farish. Why is it that you toivel either with a bracha or without a bracha on Erev Yom Kippur? Now the halacha is klar. When I say you toivel without a bracha, and the whole Klal Yisrael toivel without a bracha. Question is why? So the Rosh says that you toivel without a bracha. The lashon in the Rosh is because it's only a minute, and on a minute you don't make a bracha. What's the moshul to that? So the sign outside says. Hilchos Yom Kippur and Hilchos Sukkah. So, if in our case we don't get to Hilchos Sukkah, so we'll be used to that with the fact that the Rosh says that you see you don't make a bracha on the Arava. And when you shlok the Arava on Sukkah, you don't make a bracha. So similarly, so that's Hilchos Sukkah for the Shia in case you don't get this. But, just that you don't make a bracha on the slap in the Hoshanah, so you don't make a bracha because it's only a minute, so you don't make a bracha on the Tvila. Now the question is, what is the Rav Sadi going on? Why is he hold you do make a bracha? The Rosh is a tiny. You don't make a bracha on the clapping of the Hashanah because it's only a minute, so why should you make a bracha on the tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur, which is also a minute? But as the Nathan goes back and forth on a fairly large tshuva, not a tremendously long tshuva, but it's a tshuva. And the Maskona, he says that the Machlokes is totally and the purpose of the minhag of tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur. It's like this, that at the time that there was a takana of tefillah Zezra, the And the Gemara says in Brachos that at one time you weren't allowed to learn Odavim. If about Keri was not allowed to learn Odavim unless he went to the mikvah, and that's Tfila they made up Brachos. Why did they make up Brachos and that's Tfila? Because that Tfila was a complete takana. And now it was mistaken you to be able to daven or to be able to learn for you. When they went ahead and they mevatel Tfila Zezra, so even if you mask them to be Tfila Tfila Zezra, so there's no Brachos on such a Tfila. So he says that the Rosh holds that the Tfila and Erev Yom Kippur, the minhag was to toivel for the extra tyra, the extra tshuva that you come into Yom Kippur, you come in front of your Rebbeinu, you want to come with that extra tyra and extra tshuva. But if you don't, you can still daven, and you can still say vidui, and you can still learn on Yom Kippur. They didn't make it like the original takona of Tfila Zed. Not the other nature, according to the stuff you're going, the Tfila and Erev Yom Kippur is mamisha takona like the takona of Tfila Zedra. And if you don't talk on Erev Yom Kippur, you can't daven and you can't learn on Yom Kippur. So in Mela, since it was such a strong takana that you couldn't daven and you couldn't learn on Yom Kippur without a tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur, so in Mela, it required a bracha, just like tefillah Ezra would have required a bracha this man a shot before the mevatel this takana. So anyhow, but we see one thing, that it's not a posh, it's a tefillah, it's a tefillah of Otis Shusanor, so let's go to mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. Now we go to mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, Mishnah Brura says that you can't go with a fatigue. That's the only tefillah that we have that a man takes to be makbid to take off any intervening object that he has before he toivels. And even says in the poskim that you have to have a chatifa, you got to take a real good shower or a bath before, and you got to cut your nails before you toivel. Anything that may be a chatifa, you got to comb your hair or comb your beard before you toivel to make sure it's not all tangled up. And all that. The Mishnah Berurah says, there are questions at all that you don't have. So, if it's not too difficult, you do it. If you find it very difficult, you can be sent on the post in that hole that we are not, we're not master in this. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring it. The Mishnah Berurah brings it that you should take off anything that's a chatzitza for it to be on
air. If you're going to get a haircut, if you're going to shave or get a haircut, you should do that before.
If you're going to take a shave or get a haircut, you should do it before.
Okay.
That's what you do by normally when you play.
A contact?
You should take out the contact.
Like
we use
in
Chatzitza
contact, but
we should be Matthias. It's not quite if it's a Chatzitza or not. Poshit is all the difference. Because you don't need to put the contact on. You take them off every once in a while. So if you take it off for swimming, then it's certainly a Chatzitza. You know, if you go swimming, you take off your contact, then it could be certainly a Chatzitza, because there you go, there's times in which you're marking off to everyone. What's that? You can toivel any time before Yom Kippur. The minute you toivel before Mincha, so that you come to say the vidui which we speak about, the vidui of Mincha after the tefillah. But if you didn't toivel,
huh?
It could be before Chatzos. You should also have to do it almost before Chatzos, half hour before Chatzos. But if it's sometimes it's very difficult, because between Chatzos and Mincha is not a long time. And if you want to tell you after Satoris and before Mincha, it becomes, in a hurry when you have a big oilam and a small mikveh, it could be a problem. Yeah.
Make sure the water you pull
away. Huh?
Make sure the water
you pull away
inside your ears.
Inside your ears? Water doesn't go inside your ears. Not into the mikveh, that's all you have to do. You go in for a
bunch
of time and come back, and according to the shlo, you do it 3 times, and that's it. No, you don't have to open your mouth to go to the it has to be royal with his mind, but it doesn't have to have be his mind. Okay. So now, Hisha Kabin, those that are Mekel, or Master, whichever you want to look at it, for Hisha Kabin by Kerry, that doesn't help for everyone to put. Okay, if you're a kipper, you must go to the mikvah, you can't rely on a shower or any of these things. Now, another thing that we always take on an Erev Yom Kippur is the bakoshas mechila that we do the non mechaveh. And now, in the Torah Reish Vos, Siv Aleph says, Aveir Shem Benon Mechaveh Roy, Yom Kippur is not mechav. And we know that Yom Kippur is an unbelievable matana that Yom Kippur gives us. Yes. When you toggle that it feet, it's better to lift your feet from it. For a second. Yeah. Now, Aveir Shem Benon Mechaveh Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. We know Yom Kippur is Mechaper for Aveir that we do Benon Mechaper.
not all of it, some of it we won't go into. But the normal chaver and keep it not to come. So in order to have a kapara for an aveir between the normal and the chaver, you have to ask him for mechila. It's go to the chaver, and you have to be mefaisim. So Tana says in Rosh Hashanah that even if you know you're right in this machloket that you have with your friend, you know you're 100% right, and he's 100% wrong. There's no stopping in your mind. But he's angry at you, you're free to ask him for mercy. Why? Because your mouth is on midoisof. If you go way above what's required of you as far as midoisof, the Ribbono Shel Olam will do the same thing towards you. So therefore, an Erev Yom Kippur is a time for everybody to go and make up for whatever machloket they have with their friends. What do you have to ask mechila for? Anything. Anything that you may have done to your friend for which he's angry at you. You must have to settle that on Erev Yom Kippur and ask him for mechila, and your friend is mechila to be moist for you. You have to ask him up to three times, after three times you've fought him. And you have to ask him for mechila in an earnest way, not just time, go over to him, are you moichel me? You know, for what? Well, for whatever, you moichel me, that doesn't mean too much. You have to go, and if you know you did something wrong to your father, that he's aware of, this is the phrase, that he's aware of what you did wrong to him.
But if he's not aware?
Well, in other words, we're going to thank him. But if he's aware of it, then you must to tell him, listen, I'm asking for mechila, I know I insulted you, I know I did whatever it is that I did to you, and please be merciful. Now, if he doesn't know about it, he's not aware of what it is that you did wrong to him, then you got to be careful on this asking of mechila. Then it may be better to just ask him for a general mechila, please be merciful you mean, in case I did anything wrong to you. So sometimes by telling him what you did wrong to him, it can make it worse, right, than if you don't tell him anything. If you have such a thing, you have to go over to a Rav and ask him how you should be knowing. How should you be knowing? Now, don't go over to somebody, you know, by the way, I said Lashon Hara about you. I told so-and-so that you did this and this and this and that and the other thing. If he doesn't know about it, ask a Rav Hashayda how you should ask the of such a thing. Now, if you stole from somebody stole money from somebody, that you keep it different, not the happen. You keep it on the chaf until you behave like Zeir Asher Gofer. Nothing is mechafen. Now there, you have to go over to the person whoever you stole from and return whatever it is that you stole from, and then ask him for mechila, for the benon and the chaveir of stealing from that person. You overcharge them. I know. You must have to ask him for mechila for that. You owe somebody money. You borrow from him, you didn't return it. You can't pay it back. You don't have the money. You must use to ask, and you can be moichel, and I'll pay you back whenever it is. Right? Somebody owes me money, and they didn't pay me back. I'm not mechuyah to be moichel there. That's one thing you're not mechuyah to do on Erev Yom Kippur. You're not mechuyah to be moichel. You are mechuyah to tell them, look, I'll give you more time. You know, but eventually you're going to have to pay me. That's blowing the first thing, you're not mechuyah, just because it's Erev Yom Kippur. And somebody owes you $500,000, and on the street you say, okay, yeah, I'm moichel. That you don't have to do. But whatever, a person owes somebody money that was already overdue, so you have to try and sell that on Erev Yom Kippur. And if you can't, you must first ask him for mechila and ask him for more time. Certainly, if you stole from him, if you took it without the shoes from him, any of these things. But what happens to a lot of people come to the business, and they run around, and you must be, I don't know if that means much. No. It has to be like, you know, if you know you did something to somebody, you should be mindful of him, if they did something to you, and you should ask him for mechila. And whoever is being asked for mechila should be mindful. And even though sometimes you might not feel like being mindful, and there are cases in which you're not mechuyah to be mindful. We know that upon the time we showed him, Yosef was never mindful of Christ. He told him he's not going to give him an oimish, but he never was mindful of him. At some stage, I think the Ramban says that. Ramban Chumash. So there are times that you don't have to be mindful. But, if, like the Sosema says, if you're mindful,
in cases where you don't know for you to be moichel. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be moichel you in cases where the Ribbono Shel Olam is certainly not for you to be moichel. We've done a lot to the Ribbono Shel Olam throughout the year. A lot of different stories that we have to make a cheshbon. And we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to be moichel us even when we don't deserve it. So we have to treat our friends the way we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to treat us. And on Erev Yom Kippur, that's what we have to do. We have to be oyster in trying to do tshuva. The Chayotim has a lotion that mitzvah eser to be oyster in tshuva for Erev Yom Kippur. That's what Erev Yom Kippur is for. To be oyster in tshuva. And are you oyster in tshuva? So you have to make a cheshbon nefesh. Whether they're wrong in Olam HaVeirut, take care of those things. And then in Olam HaMokom, take care of those things. And soon we'll talk about the mitzvah of vidui. But on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to start, that's the time. The whole Aseret Yemetshuva is that time. But Erev Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, that's when you want to start thinking and start, and how am I going to do tshuva, what I did wrong, and make a cheshbon nefesh, and do tshuva. Yeah.
So you said that somebody owes money, that's only example of something that you don't have to do.
No, that's one example where it says in Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to be moist.
One of those, not the only
example. It's not the only example. There are cases where you don't have to be moist at all. I heard this from big poskim that I heard shiurim actually on this. Oh, long shiurim, and that not everything you have to be moist, but you could be moist, and you should be moist, and that's what you have to be oisik in an Erev Yom Kippur. Try and get that benonim lechaveru out of the way. And when you come to Yom Kippur, now there's a machlokes in the poskim. Yuchalu was moist of you, you now have to be mitzvahed. And the Mishavur is mitzvah, but a lot of poskim hold that you do. Because any aver that you do with Nomen Chaver is automatic on aver with Nomen Yomokin too. So after Yuchalu is moist of you, then you have to ask the Shiva from the Ribbono Shel Olam that you did this aver of the Nomen Chaver. Yes.
Do you
want
to ask if you have to
do Why not? Are you allowed to steal from somebody?
No, I'm a Bar Mitzvah.
Yes, should ask him a thing? Why not? Now, one of the things it says in the first thing, very important, is that you have to ask for seal from your parents. If a person did not pierce it with the prophet, Bapur, cover up the aim, that requires mefila, and it's a machlokes that the Nolan, the Chaver, the Nolan, the Mokom, and Sofet, the Chumrah. They have to treat it as both. And it says even, I think the Ben Ishchai says, that the parents should say out loud on Erev Yom Kippur, Hari Ani Moichel, I'm Moichel my children for whatever, to give them out cover that they did. Because that could be the only chaveiro that Yom Kippur is not the chata without the seed. Yeah.
What if the person is studying for doing something good?
Doing something good?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about bad things, but they do something bad to someone in their method. What if someone's studying for one children?
No, that you don't have to ask.
What is your parent? Because
you eat kosher.
What is your parent?
Also not. That's a positive for the faith. If you see the Mechavid, your parents, right? Each of them is your own, the Shabsoi says it's my own. As an example of positive, that you don't, the year of the parents and the problems of parents come to a point where it's not, where they're not asking to do anything against the Shulchan Aruch. Once they ask them to do nothing against the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to ask them to do it. No, three times it means that's the minimum that you must use to ask. Doesn't have to be at the same time, but that's the minimum. Please be moistened. No, please be moistened. No, please be moistened. No, now you're possible. Okay? You could be machmir. You can go back again and again and again at a different time and in a different way and try and get the machine. But the minimum is three times, not the maximum. Yeah. You have to do it with your full heart, and it's not easy. You know, it's very easy for me to say it, but it's in a Shia, but it's very hard to do. Sometimes a person did some pretty terrible things to you, and you really hate him, but you did some pretty terrible things to Ribbono Shel Olam too. I don't mean you, Chassid Shalom, I mean anybody. And the Ribbono Shel Olam can say, hey, forget about it. But you want Ribbono Shel Olam to Well, yeah, I heard that. I think I heard it from Ramosh. The Rosh wants to treat you with Rachman and Rachmanis, so that's the way you want to treat your friends. Yeah.
You feel like you say it out loud, but you punch it and your heart
doesn't
laugh.
It doesn't mean anything.
You just say it because
what if you go? What if the Gaur Bunch wants to say like this? Last week I ate chas, right?
Yeah.
I ate chas last week and say, Moshe, I'm a patient of all this, so therefore he was chas. Right? And while you're saying that, you're eating at not a good time. It doesn't mean anything. So you say to your friends, I'm moistening, I'm moistening, I'm moistening, but deep inside you're not moistening. So what does that mean? Huh?
Did you lie?
Yeah, you could lie. You could lie and you could say you'll work on it, but you have to try to be moistly. So I'm not saying it's easy. And if I can't be moistly, yeah, okay, I'm moistly. But when you say that moistly, you say, yeah, I mean it. You know, doesn't mean you have to become his best friend. And it doesn't mean you have to be his best buddy from now on. You don't have to become his roommate and his kavrusa just because you're moistly. But you're moistly, you have to, at least mean it. Look, I'm moistly. I'm not going to be your best friend. You don't have to tell him that. And you don't have to become, you don't have to all of a sudden love him. But if you're mindful, you should be mindful. You shouldn't just say to him, I'm mindful, and you don't really mind it so much.
Shouldn't do that. What if it's somebody you're close to and the guy...
You could say I'm mindful. You could say to him I'm mindful if you can't be mindful. Say it anyhow.
But
you should work on being mindful. And then work on it. Yeah.
We were implying before that there's no constructive purpose to going up to your friends and saying... and saying, I hope there was if there was anything that I may have
done. Yeah, that's true. But it gets to a point in a lot of places, it gets to a point where it becomes like a job. You know, because there are guys that start at an airplane trip in the morning, and whoever they see, right? They never even saw him before. Somebody called me in Eretz Yisrael. Did you tell me it's there? Because somebody called me in the front of from Moshe Shul. It was a big Eretz Yisrael that posted. Right? So somebody hung up a poster asking everybody in Yerushalayim from the field. How many of them? Eretz Yisrael Yankov Fisher came out and looked and he started laughing. I thought it was a funny thing. So he thought the guy's going to get smart because he got Eretz Yisrael Yankov Fisher to smile, to laugh. But that's not, it's a serious thing. The Menonia Kaver is a very serious thing and you should take it seriously. It's nice if you think it's a topic, maybe. You Rebbe, maybe you walked down in the middle of the Shia and you got it, and you got hurt. Maybe whatever, you fell asleep in the middle of the Shia, not the first one that ever happened. Right? So, this type of thing, right? That's totally worth it. So if ever happens such a thing, maybe you should ask for Mechila. Not that your Rebbe's marked it, Rebbe understands. That. You have to sleep like that, a day, you have to go with this, that, whatever it is. Okay. Let's go back. What's the matter? You okay? You can say Vidu now. Yeah, you don't have to ask Mechila Berabbi. You don't have to ask me Mechila Berabbi. Okay, let's go on by. Now, another Aveira, a Moshe Shemra, you don't have to be Moshe. First state in the first game. But again, it's Midas Anova to be Moshe. After doing, you don't have to. Somebody has Moshe Shemra on you, you don't have to be Moshe. But in Midas Anova, says in the first game again, you should be Moshe. But the kids, remember that. The way you map it on new meters, that's the way the Goyim is going to be mapped on new meters towards you. And then maybe if you think about it, you get a little older, and you get to be my age, you see how ridiculous it is to pay to some people, even for the worst things that they could have possibly done to you. It's not kedai. You don't get anything out of it. And you have to make an avoid out of it. Not to be mapped and all these things. Not to be mapped that the guy insulted you and this and the other thing, and to try and to. And have everybody be mindful of you, and you be mindful of everybody. You have nothing to lose. You have mamish nothing to lose, and everything to gain. Now, other things that you have to do on Erev Yom Kippur. Because the Menshurei Chayavim says you have to be Osei Teshuva on Erev Yom Kippur. It says, the Shigurah says, you Mimaz in Limud on Erev Yom Kippur. How do we know that? It's a Gemara, a Rekivah.
Rav Akiva only left the Beis Medrash plus a year. One of them was Erev Yom Kippur, and the other one was Pesach. Why did he leave Erev Yom Kippur? To make sure that his Bnei Mishpacha are being oisin in the midst of a few Americans. Another thing you should be oisin on Erev Yom Kippur is we're coming to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're going to say Vidus. We'll soon learn about Vidus. And it's kedai to learn the Vidus on Erev Yom Kippur. Take some time and learn what the Vidus is all about. What exactly are you saying? Yeah? There are Piyutim on Yom Kippur that are beautiful, if you understand what it is. But if to you it's Chinese, then it's just a boring davening. So you should be oisik, take a master, start learning a little bit about the davening. That's something else you should be oisik on Yom Kippur. Another thing, you have to be meishlin on Ershe Shabbos on Yom Kippur. Why? Because on Mosi Yom Kippur you've got to make Abdullah. So, and in order to make Abdullah, you need an heir. Just like you need an heir on Shabbos, you need an heir on Yom Kippur, but for a different reason. On Shabbos, you need an heir on Motzei Shabbos for Abdullah. Why? Because that was the Bria of Or. The Bria of Or was on Motzei Shabbos, and the Meila you need to show that, so you make Abdullah by lighting a candle on Motzei Shabbos. The candle that we light on Motzei Shabbos, you take a match, you strike it, and you light that candle, and on that you make Abdullah. The Abdullah on Yom Kippur, the heir on Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur, is for a different reason. To show that unlike any other yontif, on Yom Kippur you have to be shoyvus the Lord. So therefore on Yom Kippur you need an or sheshavas, meaning you need an or which was lit on Yom Kippur and you couldn't use. You couldn't use it for anything because you can't use a fire on Yom Kippur. To make up the most of Yom Kippur you're going to need an air that was already lit on Yom Kippur. And many times this man has said, happens that you don't have one. Because there's no longer firewood lights on the stoves and this type of thing. So you come, Motzei Yom Kippur, you're going to make Abdullah. So as far as I understand, right, from what I see in the poskim, you cannot make Abdullah unless you have an Osher Shabbos. You can light a match, even be David. It could be Kor of Abdullah, it's a Brachah of Abdullah to make a Bar Mirror Aish if you light a match on Motzei Yom Kippur to light the neck. And I remember when I was in Torah Vedah, they didn't have an Ershe Shabbos, Motzei Yom Kippur. And Torah Vedah, at that time, I think that in the dormitory there were 300 bachurim. And they blew shofar and they davened Ma'ariv. They danced. It was already way after this month. And everybody's hungry and they want to go eat. And they're ready to make Abdullah. No Ershe Shabbos. They asked Rabbi Yankov to find the Rav, Rabbi Yankov from Netzel was Rosh Hashiva then. And he says, no, she can't make Abdullah. I think it took over a half hour till they went to somebody's house that had an Ershe Shabbos and they were able to walk it to Yeshiva to be able to light another candle from it in order to be able to make Abdullah. So it should be oisik, an Erev Yom Kippur, the Gaboim Yeshiva or at home, whoever it is, to make sure that you have an Ershe Shabbos for Abdullah Motzei Yom Kippur. In addition to that, there's a mitzvah to light an Er Neshama on Yom Kippur in every home, and that Ner Neshama should be a Yotzer candle, that's a holy Yom Kippur, and that you could use to light the Havdolah candle on Motzei Yom Kippur. Yeah.
Yom Kippur fall on Shabbat.
If Yom Kippur fall on Shabbat, then it's something again. But Yom Kippur is not a Shabbat. Okay. Now, Filat Mincha. You daven early in order to be able to eat the Suda Maseh after Mincha. By the tefillas mincha, the minhag is to wear b'kishah. So when you come to mincha, I think usually around 3 o'clock sometime in Shiva, I don't know when it is exactly, it seems like it's posted, I'm not sure. But wherever, whatever time it is, you should by then already be dressed with the begonin that you're going to be wearing on Yom Kippur, but not sneakers. You can wear shoes, shoes that start until Yom Kippur itself. When it comes, by mincha we say vidu. We say vidu at the end of Shemana Esra by mincha. And you should be mechaven to the mitzvah's eser in the Torah to be mitzvah. Now I'm going to skip to since we're talking about vidu, I'm going to skip to vidu, to the inyan of vidu. My point is, we're showing him with the mitzvah of vidu and Yom Kippur is the right to honor. There's no machlokes we're showing him that when you do tshuva that vidu is the right. Rambam states, Perekal of Alochadah, Shukruchus Tshuva, Kol Nitzu Shebetoyer Ben Etze Ben Loistase, Im Ovar Odo Malachas Mehen, Ben Bezodun, Ben Beshgoga, the over on any of those mitzvahs, what he did, Beshoige, or Bemezit, Kesheyase Tshuva Beyoshuv, Mechatoi, when you want to do Tshuva for that sake, Chayev Lehizvados Lehizvados Borsu, Shenemar Ish O Isha, Kiyase Lehizvados Tatov. So it's a possible that you have to say Vidu. So part of the tshuva, Yom Kippur is not mechato like by itself. Yom Kippur is only mechato if you do tshuva. Part of the tshuva is Vidu, and that's what I'm attacking to say Vidu and Yom Kippur. And the call of day is about tshuva has to say Vidu and the avera for which he's doing tshuva. How do you say Vidu? So Dr. Raman Vidu Zeh Mitzas Eser, Kesad Mitzvadim, Oymer, Ono Hashem, Chotosi, Ovisi, Oshati, Leponech, Oviositi, Kach Lekach, this and this Aveira, Vare Nichamti, Uboishi, Bemasai, I have Harota that I did this, and I'm all Mevuyash that I was able to do such an Issa, Ule Oyla Meini, Choyzer, Ledover Zeh, I'll never do such an Issa again, Vezehu Ikra Shel Vidu. And that's what Vidu is all about. If you look through the Vidu in the Machzor on Yom Kippur, basically, that's what you're saying. Come to the Boi Shloimel and this is the following of Eiret, and you list them, and I'm a Kli Molebusha for what I did, and Yirotin Sheloef Tehoit, and please be moist for me, and then Yom Kippur is Mechav. That's the mitzvah of Vidu. And now, does the Vidu have to be done with Peh? Well, it's also Masoikis. Can you just leave Mivada in your heart, or do you have to say it out loud with Peh? Leave Masoikis in the Rishonim. In the Rambam, it's Mashmeh that you have to say it with Peh. Because the Rambam says that in Halakha base, very base Halakha base, Mahia Tshuva, how do you do Tshuva? Sheyato Fakoite Chetoi, to be Asiva Chachet, you're no longer going to do this Peh. That's how you do tshuva. You will never do this again. And that's what I did. And the Rebbe Shalom knows if you mean it or not. And if you don't mean the Aziva Tachayv, then it doesn't help. And then says in the Rambam, Vetzorech lehisvadov disvosov. That's the Lashon HaRav. And you have to be misvadov with your pet. So it sounds like the Vidu, you have to be said out loud the pet. You don't have to say it out loud so the other person can hear it. As a matter of fact, he says in the voice, you shouldn't say it out loud so the other person can hear it. But it has to be said out loud. And, according to most voices, and if you say it only in your heart, according to a lot of questions, you know, the mitzvah of Eseh or Vidu, and when you do tshuva, or according to the Christ or another Rishon, you know, the Eseh and mitzvah of Vidu, Yom Kippur. Can you be Yotu Vishomea Keoime? So that's a topic in the question. If you can hear the Vidu from somebody else, but if you hear it from the Shliach Tzibur, then maybe you Yotu Vishomea Keoime. If you hear something about it, that it might be moist to you, then you know Yotu. But anyhow, Vidu, the Ikur Shel Vidu is a Ziva Tachay. If somebody gets up there and he starts saying Vidu and he doesn't understand the word he's saying, then the fire, that's not Vidu. So that's why it's important for a person to study the Vidu before he says it. And you try not to say it in English, it's better to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. If you go throughout the whole Vidu, all the Chayes that are there, and you don't find the Chayes that you want to be misvaded for, so you have to be misvada for a chet, whatever chet you want to be misvada for. You're not restricted to the Vidu which is in the master. Now, as you know, there's a certain chet that you were nifshal in, and you want to be misvada for that chet, and you don't find it in the at chet, or in the oshamnu, bogadnu, and so on. You have to be misvada for that chet. And that's the ikra, from the ikra of Yom Kippur, it's the Vidu. And we say Vidu by Mincha, why? Because we're afraid that by the Sudas and Masekas we might choke on some food and we won't be able to say the Vidu by Mike. What's so important about the veto by Mayer? The single most important veto on Yom Kippur is the veto on the beginning of Yom Kippur. Once a lot of points can mean so much the beginning of Yom Kippur that the market say ben Hashmoshes veto. In other words, you say veto before by Mincha, then you go home and eat the Tudor Masekes, and then the people say veto again before Kol Nidre. Because you want to try and chap around that you're saying the veto right at the beginning of Yom Kippur. Why? Because the beginning of Yom Kippur is what's Mechap. The Kapar of Yom Kippur begins at the beginning. And you want to say veto right there on that spot. The Besiyarifah says the Noegin came. That the Minig is not to do that, but you say veto bar Meir like we do. But the Mishabrura says that you should say veto at the beginning of Yom Kippur. And a lot of people do. And that's called Tfilah Zakah. The Tfilah Zakah that it says in the Maskil that's before Kol Nidre, that's a different form of veto. And that's the veto that a lot of people say right before Kol Nidre because they want to start the beginning of Yom Kippur right away with veto. Once we said the veto at the beginning of Yom Kippur or by us, by my Yom Kippur, then we did veto Yom Kippur and we no longer in any veto. That's the end of veto. But we say veto again by Shachris. Why? Shema is in the veto of Myris and the veto of Shachris we were Chayte, and we have to say veto again. And the same thing between Shachris and Musaf. And the same thing between Musaf and Mincha. And the same thing between Mincha and Nidre. All those extra viduim are because we may have had aveiros that we may have done, or fatoin that we may have done in between that time, right? And that's why the person say, why do you say Tlachlomo of Inukish Chachamu right after Nidre? You just finished saying Nidre, right? Vastokir, Bunch of Elos Moishalos. 3 minutes later, Tlachlomo of Inukish Chachamu. Why? Because we may have done that point right after that. Maybe we didn't done with Kavona, we didn't take Kishon with the proper Kavona, whatever it is already what was. So it's a constant avoiding a Yid to try and do Tshuva. A Yid is a constant about Tshuva. In the beginning of Yom Kippur, so you say this before. Yeah.
The Kippur is Erev Yom Kippur.
Not Erev Yom Kippur.
Beginning of Yom Kippur. So, what's the rest of it?
The rest of it is because we keep trying. So, the theme of the chapter is by Nidre, but the Kapora and the Aveiros, if you do Tshuva, that requires Vidu. Now remember, Yom Kippur is not a Chapa without Tshuva. And Tshuva requires Vidu. So that Kapora happens at the beginning of Yom Kippur. But that's when we feel all the whole Yom Kippur, which is what we do, that's the avoidance of the form. Now there's an interesting Ramban, last week's Parsha, that the Pasuk says, Ki HaMitzvah HaZoyt, Asher Anoisi Metzavko HaYoyim Lo Nifresi Mimcho Lo Rechoy Kahim. The Ramban learns that that's the Mitzvah of Vito. The Zeh Tam Vepicho Vilvotcha LaSoyso. That's what says in the Pasuk, She Yitzvadu Es Avoyno Ves Oven Avoyso Mepiyam. Again, the Ramban says in the Pasuk that Vito has to be prepared, and he learns from the Pasuk that that's the Mitzvah of Lo Rechoy Kahim Mimcho. That's Ramban and Chumash right there in that Pasuk, Terek Lam, the Pasuk Giralis, Kapitul Lam, the Pasuk Giralis. That's this shot in the Vito.
When Rem says this, yeah. That the Aslanish for us, it's the same.
Well, the same means you have to say it. Yeah.
Meaning the same, whatever we talk to about Shmonas is the same in the
Yeah. Now, Vito, the Halakos of Vito, we don't have too much time. The Halakos of Vito, how do you say Vito? So we say Vito is bowing down as if we were saying Moides. If you can't, if that's very difficult, at least you bow down your head throughout the whole entire Vidu. Now, there's an interesting machlokes in Minhagim, a few books from Matthew. The Yehuda Rotten in Befibah had been Vidu the Ponet, and all Kimar, any master that I know is before the Vidu. Yeah? There are, which I guess that's how many points can hold. You say Yehuda Rotten in Befibah had been Vidu the Ponet, and then you say the Vidu. The Sefer of Chodosh, that's brought in the Sefer called Pizkei Agro, so he brings to Shem the Groh that you shouldn't say the Yud or Rotten in the Pi until the end of the Vito. Why? Because the Chiyuv of Vito, they were Mesakhanu by Shmon Esri. And if you say Yud or Rotten in the Pi before the Vito, then you're not saying Vito by Shmon Esri, you're saying it after Shmon Esri. So whatever you know you could do a whole year, if you say Yud or Rotten before the Kain of Tor, then do that on Yom Kippur too. If you say Yud or Rotten after the Kain of Tor, then do it on Yom Kippur also. The only exception to that is if you know that you're going to miss out on Kiddusha,
So then you could say you the rosin in the feet, so that will allow you to say Kedushan, you're coming from the minhag of the world. But I think the minhag of the world is say you the rosin in the feet before the vidui. But again, according to the going, you shouldn't say before the vidui, because mi mevato, he says, mi mevato takonas kazal. Takonas kazal is to say vidui, bashmon esrei, and not after shmon esrei.
So shouldn't you be saying the yotzi, which is made by the...
Who?
Well, should you be here at Sunday, as opposed to continue in the vidui, you shouldn't be yotzi, shmei koina? If you're by, you said by Kaddish, by Kedusha?
By Kedusha.
Kedusha.
Yeah, I don't personally, I think I spoke to a real David or somebody about it. I think that's a real David. I think that's what he told me. That the Anhazah should be, he shouldn't be Kedusha.
Even if
Shomei Kyoin, yeah. Because Shomei Kyoin by Kedusha is sort of a difficult thing. Because first of all, you have to hear it. And you have to hear it from somebody who's singing in order to be Mochi. Right? Most of the time, at least when I dance for Omer, I don't say Kodesh Kodesh after everybody finishes. Because it's a shy, you're allowed to do that, requires a minute. So if I'm saying it together with everybody, no matter how much I have in mind to be moist with you, but you're not hearing me. So how exactly you ought to Shomer Kohen and Kedusha is difficult.
So you can answer during the middle of your vidoy?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, once you say you're also in Brooklyn, you can be master to Kodesh Kodesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to add
to their own vidui. That's the mitzvah of vidui. The mitzvah of vidui is to be misvaded. And what means more? To be misvaded about something that you mean and you really know that you have to be misvaded about, or that you're just saying.
So
somebody
has to
do tshuva
on a regular day.
No, then they weren't talking about shmoneh. Ask me now. You know you have to. You want to do tshuva right now. If you do tshuva right now, you're here, but you're outside, and you're in
mitzvah. You can add another one before you say.
Yes, in mitzvah, I'm upset. That's what it is. You're going to shloimeh. Now there are questions that hold, and this is important. I want to mention this. The Gedolim Mechaveirot. You can ask somebody mechila, maybe not just a weak person, right? It can be that Reuven can go to Shimon, and he needs Shimon to be moichel him, and he sends Shimon an email. You know, be moichel him. And Shimon will be moichel him. Right? It's mashma a little bit, in some of the svarim, that's not as good as asking him in person. Because part of the kapara of the mechila of the non lechaveir, the person is moist of you, is the busha that you have to go through by asking him mechila. And it's, which is similar to the vidui. If you look in the Rambam, you look in the Shari Tshuva. What's the Shari vidui? It's a disorient. You go to the Baruch Shalom, Baruch Shalom, you told me not to eat chazah, and I'm eating chazah. And I want you to be moist of me. And you're facing up to it. That's all part of the kapara. So they want to sign it. Pre-Yitzchak, they say, B'shem the Pre-Yitzchak. That he held that when you, the part of the Kapara, in the Menon Lechaveiro, that you're getting Mechila from the Chava, is the fact that you have to go through the bush of asking for the Mechila in person. Right? So that's certainly better than sending a Shliach, or sending him a letter, or sending an email, or even calling on the phone. If it's possible to do it in person, then that's the bush itself is mechata for the other.
If you can't, you can't.
Okay? Now what's the ikar part of the vidui? Like we said in the Rambam, the ikar is when you say to Ribono Shel Olam, once you say those words, you face up to the Ribono Shel Olam, you say we were soite. We are to the middle of Yom Kippur. Everything else is this addition. Huh? What? Why do we mention Abu Sayyid? Because the Averus of Abu Sayyid also, right? The certain amount of doyers, we get an onus for that too. Yeah. Okay, now one, where were you at, folks? Do we have a, when are we supposed to be finished?
אבל אנחנו חטאנו, עשו את הרמב"ם.
Is that only for the mitzvah of vidah on Yom Kippur, but you still need it for tshuva, the actual vidah?
Each individual vidah.
That's for the tshuva,
right?
Meaning,
for the regular vidah, it doesn't. Kippur requires, but for that, just as long as you tell our nachu chatanim, then that's enough.
But there's a mitzvah also the tshuva.
That's a regular tshuva. Now I'll tell you over a mitzvah that's a clear because mitzvah. I don't know if you're aware of it. Of how it comes time to make a cheshbon hanefesh. Not an Erev Kippur, on a regular, plain, old weekday. Rav Mendel Zaks, if I said over to his son Rav Herschel Zaks, and he described to him the Cheshbon HaNefesh that the Prophet Chaim made on a certain night. So it's time to make the Cheshbon every night. It says Rabbi Yerucham from the Mir one time went up to hear it. The door of the Prophet Chaim's room where he learned and where he did his cheshbon hanefesh, the hinges, it's the way it's described, the hinges were broken. So you were able to open it a little bit and you were able to listen in to what he was doing. One thing he did is he learned the whole to Chachalusa. There's nobody there, but he learned the Chachalusa. Learned by himself, but he will hear a Chachalusa. The whole conversation. What did he say? He said he's a child. I said he's not a child. And you know, he talked to himself as he was learning Tacharus. That's the one thing that he said that the Prophet Chaim did. And when he made his cheshbon hanefesh, he did the same thing. He's always talking to a friend. And in his cheshbon hanefesh, one of them was, he's walking with his friend in the street. And Mr. Mendel Zaks describing what he heard. Rabbi Rucham went after one time. From the mirror, and he fainted. So it was such an intense thing that he pushed it fainted. And if he wouldn't have two Talmidim with him, it would even mash at the corner because it was right on top of the steps going towards the attic, and he would have rolled down the steps. But they caught him. You know, when he was listening to the tape, he fainted. So this is the description. It's a good thing to hear an Erev Kippur. We're not shy to this, but you should at least hear what a real Erev Kippur, what a real Tzaddik, how he manifests in a message. He's walking. He's going for a walk with his friend. And his friend says to him, Yisrael Meir, you know, the whole thing's in Yiddish, but I'm translating to English, Yisrael Meir, you don't look so well. And he says, you know, Tak, I don't feel very well. So his friend tells him, maybe, you know, it's very long, but I'm in the castle. Maybe you should go home and lay down. That's a good idea. I don't feel where I'm going home and lay down. His wife comes in, the Rebbetzin, and now he's talking to the Rebbetzin. So, hey, you don't look good. Let me give you some soup. Soup. I think better call a doctor. Doctor comes in, the kid said he died. So, find out. He describes his death. And the doctor says, oh, remember, he was such a fine person. This is all the Prophet's time speaking. So, Mayor was such a nice younger man, never thought he had to die so young. Then he describes the Chevrat Elisha comes. And the Chevrat Elisha asked him for mechila, and they take him off the bed like you do to a maid, shofmai, and all these things. And then he describes the kvura, how they're burying it. And he's in the kever. And he describes how relaxed he's in the kever, no worries. And all of a sudden, they will knock on the kever, and they come to pick him up to go to the Bezin Shomavu. And he comes to the Bezin Shomavu, and this is how Khan describing this. And Khan, the Malach with the Averis, and he comes to the whole list of Averis, and the Prophet Chaim for the next hour is reading of Averis that he did. This Averis that I did. And most of them is another of Averis. That's what Mendel Zaks. After the Malach finishes with the Averis, comes in the Malach with the Mitzvah, and the Prophet Chaim reads of all the Mitzvahs that he did. And then he saw the Cheshbon comes out equal, even on the scale. He comes in the Malach and he says, you know, in Shemayim, if it's even, we're down the Kaskut, and it's so Meir, it's likely to go to an house. But then he starts to scream, but it's so Meir, you didn't die yet. And if you didn't die yet, you could do tshuva. And he starts screaming on himself, it's so Meir, why don't you do tshuva? Why don't you do tshuva? And you do an hour, and it's for an hour time. And this is not an arrogant thing. Tam a whole year. If you want to know what the Chofetz Chaim learned his name, so that is why. But a person on Erev Yom Kippur, okay, you should do this. but you have to make a special message. That's what a person has to do. You know, it's an unbelievable matana from the Rebbeinu Shlomo Erev Yom Kippur. You can have a kapara, you become a new bria, you go to the mikvah like a gershin, it's gaya, the Shlomo says, a new creation. And it's kedai to be oisek now, it's the Erev Yom Kippur now, to be oisek on inyone tshuva, on inyone kapara, and inyone mechaveiro. And I'll end off, that the Chazanish says, that is not true from the Talmud Torah on Yom Kippur. He was against those shuls that had no break at all. So he held that if you have no break at all, then you're going to learn. And he couldn't find in any sefer that you put it from Talmud Torah on Yom Kippur. If you can at all, well, there is a break in yeshiva, so you try and hop around and learn a little bit as you do every day, because it's a bit of Talmud Torah on Yom Kippur. We didn't get to Yuchas Sukkah, but we did, but after the Arova, we're not making a bracha on the Arova. But the Master Sima Toivo, and we should talk to the Zoysa, because he has a good year, Shalom, and all of the Chaveiro, and all of the Mokum. And everybody should have whatever they wish.
Nice, good.